إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. My brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created the jinn and the ins except for the ibadah that is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu, when he explained this ayah, he mentioned ليعبدون means ليوحدون, to single out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning your purpose in life is for you to testify and to implement La ilaha illallah. But today's topic is not about La ilaha illallah, but also at the same time it is about La ilaha illallah for what we are going to talk about. Is a condition and it is something that is linked with La ilaha illallah, and La ilaha illallah cannot be without. And that is the second part of the Shahada. My brothers and sisters, in this time that we're living in, I can see a lot of you have your children with you to schools, on holiday. You might think to yourself, why does he need to talk about, why do we need to hear this topic now? Aqeedah all the time. Why can you not cover a topic that is beneficial for the youth? Akhlaq and so on. My brothers and sisters, you must understand that your child being a doctor or an engineer is nothing for you if he is of a disbelief, if he is upon shirk, if he has earned or she has earned the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your child being a doctor or engineer will not benefit you in any way. Rather also, as you fear for your child that there are dangers in the streets, gangs and drugs, but there is also a greater danger than that, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you. And that is that which will bring about fasad and corruption in their belief. I was called by a mother regarding her 14-year-old child who was doing very well in school, and the call that I received was not about, it was not about drugs or gangs, but rather the child was speaking some things that the mother could not understand. She had never heard of. He was only 14 years old. And he was trying to convince his mother that the problem that is existent in the world today, all of this fitan of terrorism and extremism and killings and bloodshed, and the problems in the Muslim world and so on, or among the Muslims, all of it is because of the sunnah of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the hadith. I was shocked for a 14-year-old to speak like this. Where did you hear this from? The only two people he had a conversation with was his teacher in school, RE teacher. And every one of you, your child speaks to such an individual. And the computer in his bedroom that he listens to people who teach him what you refuse to teach. So the consequence and what happens, you will have to reap the reward. My brothers, it is paramount, as we heard previously also in the previous khutbahs, that we learn our aqeedah. And today I would like to point out to you, barakallahu feekum, that shahadatu anna Muhammad Rasulullah has meaning. It has muqtadayat, rights and entitlements. Shahadatu la ilaha illallah and shahadatu anna Muhammad Rasulullah cannot be separated. One will not be accepted without the other. The shurud of anna Muhammad Rasulullah, the conditions are the same conditions as la ilaha illallah. The mawaqid and the negations are the same negations as la ilaha illallah. So it requires for us to understand the meaning and muqtadayat, barakallahu feekum, so that we teach our children and we don't let others to teach this or to teach them. Ma'na anna Muhammad Rasulullah. The meaning that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. When you testify, ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, then you are testifying that you believe without any shadow of a doubt that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah to all of mankind and jinn. And you act upon the ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. Say to the people, O people, I am a messenger to all of you. This is a belief that as a Muslim, you must have no doubt about in your heart before your tongue even speaks of it. But if you say it with your tongue, then that is the testimony of the munafiqun. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, when they said, إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ, that we witness that you are the messenger of Allah. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala testifies that you are truly the messenger of Allah. But at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also is aware that they are kadhibun, that they are liars. Hypocrites. What was their problem? They uttered the shahada. They said, shahada anna Muhammad Rasulullah. But yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called them liars, because they uttered that which they have not believed. So number one, barakallahu feekum, is for you to believe that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. And you cannot have any doubt of that. If you have doubt, then you can utter as much as you like, but you are no better than the Hindus and the Sikhs and the Christians and whoever is outside the belief of Islam. My brothers and sisters in Islam, likewise, shahadatu anna Muhammad Rasulullah has muqtadayat, rights and entitlements that must be fulfilled. The greatest of this is that you believe, tasdiquhu fima akhbar, that you believe in him, in that which he informs you of the past and the future. What he speaks to you of in the sunnah of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you must believe. If you don't, then you have not fulfilled shahadatu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. And if you have not fulfilled shahadatu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, then you have not fulfilled shahadatu an la ilaha illallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands you, aminu billahi wa rasul. Believe in Allah and believe in the messenger. Believe in what he says to you. When the Quraysh on the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the 10th year, on the 10th year of prophethood, while he was still in Mecca, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken from Mecca to Bayt al-Maqdis and from Bayt al-Maqdis to the Sama, the night of Al-Mi'raj. The Quraysh, because of their disbelief upon hearing this, they ridiculed the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said, how can you claim that you made a journey in one night that takes us weeks from Mecca to Bayt al-Maqdis? How can you claim such a thing? And their ridiculation did not stop there. Rather, they went to his followers. And they went to Abu Bakr amongst them. They said, Ya Abu Bakr, your friend, the one you stand side by side to, and you believe in what he is saying, do you know what he is saying now, what he is claiming? And when they made such a statement and they are going to Abu Bakr, it's not for them to give him glad tidings. Rather, it was from the point of view of to ridicule the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to make Abu Bakr think again and say, am I following a man who is claiming this fiction? But what was the principle that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu left for us? What is the principle, qa'idah, that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu earned him the title As-Siddiq? What was it? He did not entertain their questioning and their doubt. Rather, he brought back the point. Did he say that? If he said it, I believe. For I believe greater things than that he hears and gets wahi from the sama. My brothers, bring that to our time now. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us of so many things, of the past and things about the future, prophecies that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى, he does not speak of his own desire, إِنْ هُوَ وَحْيٌ يُوحَى, except that it is a revelation that is given to him, that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he says something to us, it is a revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now in this time that we are living in, you people will be trying to ridicule you and your child as they have tried the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr. They will say to you, do you believe in these modern times such and such? Do you believe that there is Jannah, where you're going to be living forever? Do you believe that the dead will hear in their grave as the people walk away? How is that possible? How is it possible a person would, two angels will come and sit him up and talk to him, question him? Does this make sense to you? Does it make sense to you that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married Aisha radiallahu anha in such a young age? Does this make sense to you? All of these points, barakallahu fikum, to ridicule the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to put doubt in your mind and in your heart. Go back to the principle. Go back to the principle of Abu Bakr radiallahu anha. Did the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say this? Sami'na wa ata'na. We hear and we obey. Did he do this? لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُصْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Then it is halal, it is the best, and it is the greatest thing to do. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam done it. There's nothing better. My brothers, تَصْدِيقُهُ فِيمَا أَخْبَرُ. People will come and will try and put doubt in your mind and in your heart about the belief. And if they succeed in one moment and you become doubtful of this, then you will reap the consequence, wal'iyadu billah, in this life and the hereafter. Likewise, the muqtadayat and the entitlements of a shahadatu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, ta'atuhu fima amar, that you obey him in that which he commands you. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says and commands this, وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Obey Allah and obey the Messenger. My brothers, this is a commandment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If one says that he is going to follow the Quran without the sunnah of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like we hear nowadays of people who are calling themselves Quraniyun, followers of the Quran, and they do not follow the sunnah, or they try and differentiate the kalam of Allah from the kalam of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then they have not come with shahadatu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. And whoever does not come with shahadatu anna Muhammad Rasulullah has not come with la ilaha illallah. The Quraniyun, those who say they follow the Quran, are the furthest away from the Quran. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ. Whatever the Messenger has given you, take it. Where are they going to get it from? A person who calls himself a follower of the Quran, but he does the Sunnah, how does he pray? How does he fast? How does he make the Hajj? My brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put shahadatu anna Muhammad Rasulullah with the testimony of faith of la ilaha illallah. Side by side, they are one rukun. They are one rukun, and one cannot be without the other. My brothers and sisters in Islam, likewise, the muqtadayat and the rights of shahadatu anna Muhammad Rasulullah is wajtinabu ma naha anhu wa zajar, is for you to keep away from whatever he has forbidden and warned against. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. And whatever he has forbidden you, keep away from it. Keep away from it. Again, in these times that we're living in, people will come, and I have seen recently, especially among our community, recently now this has become something widespread, where there is people of fitna and evil intentions are spending hundreds of thousands of pounds and millions maybe in trying to re-educate what they call the Muslims in not to take the sunnah of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I do not want to name anyone, nor do I want to point out where they do such a thing. But my brothers, wallahi, this has become so widespread, and it's coming, especially those of you who have satellite TV at home, it's coming directly into your sitting rooms. There are people who talk the same language we talk, the same tongue. They look like us, they wear what we wear, and they start their speech with ayat, as we do. But wallahi, they are the furthest away from the kitab and the sunnah of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is why you are advised continuously. This is deen. This is your religion. This is the most dearest thing to you. فَانْظُرُوا عَنْ مَنْ تَأْخُذُونَ دِينَكُمْ. Look at the person and who you are taking your religion from. We are living in times of fitna, times of danger, where a person is a Muslim outside, but what is coming out of his mouth is totally opposite. Only if we understood, my brothers, wallahi, it is paramount that we protect our children and we protect our wives and our girls and our daughters and ourselves. Recently, what has happened in Barcelona, in Spain, those young men, the youngest was 60 years old, who was driving them, who made them and convinced them this filth? Their Quran teacher. A person who was teaching them the Quran in Arabic. My brothers, and that is not something which is shocking. But if you go back to the history of Islam, the Khawarij were from such a people who hide in the masajid, hide behind the Quran to spread their filth. To spread their filth. And as such, it is important for us not to be diverted by our desires and beautiful sound of the individual we're hearing, that he's a qari, or he has graduated from such a university. Rather, we listen to what is coming out of his tongue. If it is not upon the sunnah of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and on the understanding of Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, Abdullah ibn Abbas, Abdullah ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Aisha, Fatima, if it is not from their deen, then we cannot take it as deen. Barakallahu feekum. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد, my brothers and sisters in Islam, from the مقتضيات and the rights of شهادة أن محمد رسول الله is that you don't worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala إلا بما شرع. That you don't worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except His way. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah said regarding him, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُصْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Verily you have in the message of Allah the best example. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continuously tells us, خُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ. Take from me your pilgrimage rites. صلوا كما رأيتموني أصلي. Pray as you have seen me pray. Has warned us. من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد. Whoever brings about in this matter of ours that which is not from it, it is rejected. أنا such بارك الله فيكم. Our ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is part of shahada to anna Muhammad Rasulullah. And if you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to how your forefathers have invented for you, how you have inherited from your community, how your Mawlana has taught you, if it goes against the sunnah of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you have not fulfilled shahada to anna Muhammad Rasulullah. And if you have not fulfilled shahada to anna Muhammad Rasulullah, then you have not fulfilled shahadatu an la ilaha illallah. An example of that is barakallahu feekum, the issue of al-udhiyah that we will be performing on the 10th day of this month. The sunnah is that you perform the udhiyah where you are and you eat from the meat and you give it to your family and you feed to your jiran and those who are in need in the land in which you're living in. The ibadah cannot be changed by the name of another ibadah. If you want to send a sadaqah, sadaqah is a ibadah. And udhiyah is a ibadah. Sheikh Al-Albani rahmatullahi alayhi says, you must perform, if you're going to perform, the udhiyah in the land that you're in. My brothers and sisters in Islam, and finally, regarding the meaning of and the muqtadayat of shahada to anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Even though we said that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fulfilling his right is like the fulfilling of the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever obeys the messenger has obeyed Allah. But also we must understand that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is abdun la yu'bad. He is a servant of Allah and is not to be worshipped. He is a servant And we need to take his advice and his warning. لا تضرؤوني كما أضرأت النصارى ابن مريم. Do not do to me what the Christians have done to Isa ibn Maryam. Do not raise me above my station. Give me the right that Allah has given me and leave it to that. قولوا عبد الله ورسوله. Say Allah is the messenger of Allah and the servant of Allah. But now barakallahu feekum. We are heading as the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prophesied. There are the people from this ummah who will always in some way or another will imitate the ways of the people of the past, of the Ahlul Kitab. And now we are seeing this. There are those who are raising the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam above his station. That you don't dare and say he is a servant of Allah. How dare you, do you call him a servant? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored him by that. There are those who say, no, don't even call him a human being, for he is an angel and he is created from nur. Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, barakallahu fi you. Warning the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قُلْ لَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ عِنْدِي خَزَائِنُ اللَّهِ. Say to them that I have no right, I have not ownership, I have no ownership of the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the khazain and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبِ. Nor do I say to you and claim that I know the unseen. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not know the unseen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alim al-ghayb. The one who knows the unseen is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed him. My brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to warn the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say, وَلَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ إِنِّي مَلَكْ. Nor do I ever claim or say to you that I am an angel. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not an angel. In attabi'u illa ma yuha ilayhi. I only follow that which has been given to me. I am a messenger. I am a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam likewise says, قُلْ لَا أَمْلِكُ لِنَفْسِي نَفْعًا وَلَا ضَرًّا. I have no ownership, I have no control, I don't have the ability to cause harm, no benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who does that. Illa ma sha'Allah, except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills and gives me. وَلَوْ كُنْتُ أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبَ لَاسْتَكْثَرْتُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ وَمَا مَسَّنِيَ السُّوءِ إِنْ أَنَا إِلَّا نَذِيرٌ وَبَشِيرٌ. If I knew the unseen, then I would have done more khayr and more harm would have come on my way. I am only a messenger. I am only a warner. My brothers, but there are those now who call upon the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their bid'ah and their innovation that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned against has taken them to another level. And that level is that they claim that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is hadir, nadir, the omnipresent, that they say he's alim al-ghayb, that they call on him and they say, Ya Rasulullah, wal-iyadu billah. And this is not the meaning of shahadatu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. And listen to this warning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned those who go against his orders and tusibahum fitna. That fitna, trial and tribulation might come upon them. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, when he explained what fitna means, he rahimahullah said this is shirk. That those who go against the sunnah of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their masir and the path that they're heading to is shirk. So now barakallahu feekum, that should make you see when you hear the scholars of sunnah, when you hear the scholars of the sunnah of the past and the present warning you of bid'ah, from the smallest thing, bid'ah of any kind, they are warning you because you now are upon and you are heading the path toward shirk. فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِي أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةً. Warn them that fitna, i.e. shirk, might befall upon them. أَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ فِيكُمْ. Those who we mention who call upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their starting point was bid'ah and innovation. And lastly and finally, barakallahu feekum brothers, as you are all aware, alhamdulillah, we are on the first 10 days of the month of the Hijjah. These are the greatest days inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These 10 days are even greater and better than the days of Ramadan. They are greater and better than the actions that are done in the last 10 days of Ramadan even. These 10 days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken oath upon these 10 days when he says, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَّالِ الْعَشْرِ. As Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, anhuma explained that this is the 10 days of the month of the Hijjah. In this day that we're in now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored them. And the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ فِيهِنْ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْعَشَرِ. That there are no days that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and good deeds that are done in that are more beloved than these 10 days. Anything that you do of good deed, they are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you to do in these days than any other days. You are now living in a time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored. Take advantage. مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ فِيهِنْ. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not specify what amal salih. He says any action that you do, there are those amongst that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened for them the path and has opened their heart to love siyam. If you can fast, fast. There are those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened their heart to the recitation of the Quran. Read the Quran. There are those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened their hearts and made easy for them. Salah, qiyam al-layl, pray. مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ الْعَمَلُ صَالِحُ فِيهِنْ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ than these 10 days. These are the 10 days that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves for you to do good deeds. And they are not specified. Yes, fasting is part of that. It comes on that and is one of the greatest a'mal that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. But there is nothing to specify that you fast in these 10 days. But the sunnah of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is for you to fast in Yawm Arafah. Yawm Arafah, which is next Thursday. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said regarding it, Siyam Yawm Arafah, أَحْتَسِبُ عَلَى اللَّهِ أَنْ يُكَفِّرَ سَنَّةَ الَّتِي قَبْلَهَا وَسَنَّةَ الَّتِي بَعْدَهَا. That fasting on the day of Arafah will be an expiation of the sins of the past year and the year to come. And that is on next Thursday. If you are able to fast now, fast. For it comes on the A'mal al-Salih. But from the sunnah of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specifically, is for you to fast on that day, Yawm Arafah. Barakallahu feekum.